The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Coming new season, it's so exciting because it is a season of bountiful harvest. I was praying last week while I was preparing for the Sunday service and our trip to Washington, D.C. Our trip to Washington, D.C. is September the 10th through the 14th. By the time this is being aired, we're on our way back to prepare for the Sunday service. But while I was praying and I was talking to the Lord, and all of a sudden, I saw this vision. I'm always concerned. I'm always interested in what is to expect for the season. And I saw a very pleasant fall and winter, weather-wise. I asked the Lord and said, Lord, is this really what I'm seeing? And the Lord said, yes, Christina, it is, but it will be more pleasant if my people will focus on what needs to be done and be in one accord. Be in unity, in other words. If my people deviate from the instruction, get distracted by what is happening in the world, or disengage, then there will be some turbulent times, turbulent weather, even in the natural, which is in the natural. This season, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is a season of harvest, bountiful harvest for all the believers and followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, as much as we can handle, as we obey and follow the instruction, okay? The season of bountiful harvest, there will be lots of opportunities for the faithful one. If the body of Christ unites and will vote for righteousness in this coming election, let us educate ourselves, shall we? Find out issues and policies of every candidate, but focus on the ones that are important or dear to God's heart, and vote accordingly in accordance to His perfect will, okay? I've been saying from the very beginning, my first vote will go for those who are voting for life. I'm against abortion. And as a Christian, I don't believe in it. And that's how I vote. And the second thing is I vote for those who follow the law instead of lawbreakers. The important issue for me is our national security. So find out the issues or policies that are dear to God's heart and then vote accordingly. Look at the fruit of both candidates. Trump has a record. Vice President Kamala Harris also has a record with the Biden administration. Examine the fruits and then vote accordingly, okay? As a Christian, first and foremost, you need to get engaged. Let us do things in action and at the same time pray for all the candidates. Continue to pray for United States of America, okay? I have been reminding the congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church, both here and in Asia, that God is saying to the church that it's starting this summer, things are going to get hot and turbulent, and we'll see the manifestations of the hand of God, okay? But it will continue to increase in its intensity. God is saying to us that even if all the wicked people on the earth or evil leaders in the world combine all their resources, influence, power, and know-how, they will not be able to stop what God is going to do in this season. Isn't that wonderful? That's why God is still laughing at the throne. So we don't need to fret about anything. We don't need to be concerned. And starting in the month of August, I start praying and preparing to celebrate the most awesome Thanksgiving ever. And we celebrate things differently here. We offer thanksgiving of praise and worship to the Lord for our country and for what He's about ready to manifest in United States of America, even the entire North America. So I'm excited. I started preparing. And since I'm I kind of limited in time and I'm still recovering from physical challenges that I have. Yes, I also have physical challenges like you, but I continue to move forward. I have to talk the talk. I think healed, I walk healed, I dress healed. When it's time for me to rest or stop, then I stop. But the plan continues. And so are you. As long as you're on the earth, God is not done with you yet. So cooperate with Him and embrace your destiny. It was His plan, not yours in the first place. So He is going to complete what He has started in your life. Amen? Okay. So I'm excited about Thanksgiving. I started decorating, been looking for Thanksgiving or harvest or fall decorations. And here and in the facility, we're still looking for them. But we started because we are so excited because we believe and we trust God, and He's a faithful God. So nothing will be able to stop this next move of God. Okay. So just like I said, by the time this program aired Saturday, me and the team are on our way back to Texas. We were sent on assignment in Washington, D.C., and when I heard it from the Lord, I didn't realize the significance of the day. We were there in September 11th. So whatever is happening or whatever have happened by the time this aired, we were there. And we are fighting for our country. And we continue to obey what God, where God is sending us. Okay? So we were in assignment in Washington, D.C. And what we can share on this radio, we're going to share. I repeat, what we can only share over the radio, okay? Either me or Joshua. Amen? So again, we obeyed God, and we were an assignment, and I went with a team, and everything was so easy because it is God. God wanted us to be there. And this is a good news. God is mobilizing His people. He is getting us ready for such a big move of God. Right now, for the past 2 years, especially this year, especially summer, we're seeing the trickles of it. In small pockets, a few hundred here celebrating and worshiping God and the Holy Spirit moved, or about 2,000 gatherings of students and God moved. And it's everywhere. The ministry team of Freedom Fellowship Church International in the Philippines are mobilized, and they're being used by God in signs and wonders. And they are focused now in praying to God for their country. I am really excited for this next generation. Like Joshua and the team here in the U.S., also the younger generation in the Philippines, they were trained not to be a full-time preacher. They were trained as a priest and kings, using their authority. I have been training them for more than a decade now in the Philippines, and for some, ever since they were 6 or 8 years old. God is now calling them out, and they are being positioned, and they will continue to increase in number. God knows who are the faithful ones, who are ready to lead, to be a manager, to govern, to take over. This is the manifestation of the transfer of wealth and influence. Now, those 6 or 8 years old that I train, some of them have their own company now, or businesses. See, for many generations, Christians are just spectators. They preach within the four corners of their ministry. They preach a lot, complain a lot, release in judgment and anger a lot. But only few continue to produce godly fruits through signs and wonders. And we were led to believe, and this is a lie, that only a few people are anointed by God. We are all anointed once we got born again. We all have received, or the Holy Spirit is available to us. The written word is available to us. We all have opportunities. Not people, oh, even before they were born, they're already called, but I'm not. If you are born again, saved, and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you are anointed, okay? So you can lay hands on yourself. You can pray to God. You can even pray to God for others. And yes, you can reach many by the way you live, by not what you say, but what you do, okay? For God, okay? So those spectators, those days are gone. They're going to be demolished, and the government, the true government of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth will emerge, okay? Gone will be the days that many Christians, oh, I just want you to hold my hand. I just want to be catered to. Listen to all my problems and my complaints, or let me preach. It is not going to work this season any longer. It's not going to work for the entire generation and generations to come. We will see the harvest of those who continue to sow seeds, who are not affected or distracted by what is happening in this world, but are focused and steadfast in obeying, trusting, and believing God. Remember, I mentioned it to you that God showed me that 40% of the leaders here in North America or in the United States, they will continue to hear His voice, obey Him, and focus on Him. Focus on the Great Commission. So that's a lot of leaders, and will continue to increase in number, and multitudes will get saved and delivered. Many nations will open up and welcome the gospel, as there will be changing of the guards in their government, in the economy, replacements, and the dealings of the Lord will continue toward leaders as the nations of the earth are being put in their position. Remember, ask of me and I will give you the nations of the earth as your what? Inheritance. It is the hand of God that is doing it and will continue to do it. The next generation that will take the helm will be different. Just like I said, they're not preachers, but they are doers of the world. And they will influence every sector of society. You know, we've been praying for the states and in our country. We don't pray for people. That particular day is set aside for praying. And every member of the prayer team, they were assigned a state or states, and they always research about their state. Who's their governor? Who's running? What is happening in that state? Because you know what? We will not give up any territory to Satan. So we call those things that are not as though they were. We don't talk about the problems or the wickedness of their leaders. We're looking at every opportunity, and all the states and territories of United States of America are covered with prayer. We will not give up a single territory because we are obeying God's command, occupy until I come. Okay? And so this generation, they will finance the gospel. They will obey the Great Commission while they're managing or heading their own company or companies. These generations are like Abraham, Joseph, David, Daniel. All of these four great men of God They were all prophets. And at the same time, they were in the government. Think about that. Moses, who is a prophet, set up the government of the entire nation of Israel in accordance to God's inspiration and direction in every sector of society. So it was set up based on God's command through a prophet, judicial, legislative, judges, health issues, and many others. And Jesus introduces about the kingdom of God. Jesus set up his own government here on earth and taught us all about the kingdom of God. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to empower us, to teach us, and to reveal Jesus while he was sitting at the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. So what belongs to Jesus belongs to us. Because of him, we were made joint heirs. And what is the inheritance of Jesus? The whole earth and everything that is on it. Okay. So the religious hierarchy that has been set up by men to limit God and to limit God's people is going to be brought down and will be demolished. Okay? Gone are the full-time preachers. Gone are the beggars on the pulpit. But everyone will be taught by the Holy Spirit. And we will all be like Daniel. We'll all be learned in every aspect of governance. Our preparation is to hear God and to see things, looking at things through the eyes of God. That's what he wanted. That was his plan for you, to govern, to lead. Okay? We are supposed to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Remember that? That is ours if we continue to put God first. And we will become truly a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to see. We're going to see in our own eyes. And I'm trying to encourage you that this is coming. Don't be spectators. Be a part of this, okay? These are new generations of leaders, nameless, faceless people. They will truly glorify God, move in signs of wonders and miracles, and that will be normal for them. The normal will be supernatural. They will truly mentor and disciple God's people in governance, whether in the government, whether in the financial sector, science and technology, sports arena. They will all know God, hear his voice, and obey him. This is a big difference, okay? That everybody will know that the hand of God is upon these nameless, faceless people because they can see the supernatural. They can see the result, and they walk the talk. So it is not too late for you to jump in. Don't waste any more time. Don't make any more excuses. We are truly in the most exciting times in the history of the church. Yes, we will face the challenges, but we will face and overcome each challenge, overcome every affliction with a pure heart and a mindset that the victory has already been handed to us by our Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. Okay? So receive your healing. You lay hands on yourself. You let go of the past and continue to move forward. I was so excited and I was so touched. The Lord showed me every one of those children. They started the age of 6, except my 3 children. I started them younger. That they will be called upon and they will respond accordingly. Because you know what is set apart in those Bible studies during the summer? When they're off school, it's not teaching, it's not coloring books, it's not singing a song. But they minister before the Lord, and the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, ministered back to them. Each and every one of them had visions. Each and every one of them experienced the supernatural. And, you know, when you experience the supernatural, you'll never forget it. You will always remember. Even though you walked away from God, you will remember those moments. And remember, God saw something in your heart. That's why He has never given up on you. So He showed me those children that passed through this. Teach them about discipline. We discuss a lot of things. Never prophesy to them that they're going to be pastor, that this one is going to be evangelist. No. I told them that they are God's superheroes. And whatever is needed by this world, and Jesus is the answer, God is going to use them to make this world a better place and to glorify God. So the topic is God's superheroes. So some of them, you know, they're not used in eating vegetables, but it's a requirement that you have to eat vegetables and fruits during the summer event. So if somebody said that my jaw is hurting or I'm already full, I go back to them and said, hey, you are God's superhero. You can handle this. You can handle this broccoli. You can eat this spinach. And before you knew it, they're eating it with no complaints. And each one, according to their age, they were given responsibility. But they all ministered before the Lord in the afternoon. And sometimes they just blurt out in holy laughter. And sometimes they just prophesy. First in tongues, and then they got the interpretation of those prophecies, and they'll be amazed. And now, they already have their own career, they already have their own family, they're raising up their own family, but God is going to start calling them out again, and they're already in a position to receive and to implement what they have learned. And God is so excited, and I got so excited because I'm part of it. So now we have about 200 children in the Philippines. In the province of Zambales, I urge them, because they have the most children and high schoolers, that they need to start teaching God's superheroes. And they started this summer, and they were all excited. So we're going to continue doing that. In actuality, some of the adults attended the Bible study here, and they're making excuses that they're going to help me in preparation for the food and everything. So some of the adults got involved. And I remember one time we're supposed to end the summer Bible studies after a month. Well, they experienced the supernatural that the summer that started in June ended up in August or September of that year. And many supernatural manifestations came through. Then they'll never forget that. But that's how we need to mentor and teach the young children. We discipline them. And those who hated vegetables when they were young, they are now chefs. They love vegetables now. They're growing vegetables. And it's amazing because, you know, taste can be acquired. But your body is going to react nice when you're giving them nutrients. Same thing in our spiritual body, the body of Christ. We need those nutrition. We need those teachings from the Holy Spirit, revelation, and prophecies. Amen. And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org, that is sogmi.org, That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.